Mishalchen Kevin.
Also easy Gemara's tonight. Mishalchen Kevin bed for Mishain for.
When it's allowed to send all sorts of new garments and stuff, whether they're fully sewn or not fully sewn, even they're not fully sewn and not suitable to wear, but they're suitable to use as blankets. So you can send them to other people as gifts on Yotif. And it says here on the side, Vafa Pisheshbem in the small print, says Vafa Pisheshbem Kilaim. Even if they're made of Kilaim, as long as they can be used as cushions, because Kilaim you can't use to cover yourself, of course, not even as a blanket, but you can use it as a cushion to sit on, as long as it's not going to heat up your skin if it's tough material. They're talking about any of these things are permissible. The climate is muti if it's the tzorach moed, it's to sit on today. These things, going back to the Mishnah, says afa bishein tzorach moed, but that even that means. In other words, in the Mishnah of the Bavli, it says v'hein l'tzorach moed has to be for the purpose of yontif, and the Yerushalmi says even if it's not for the purpose of yontif. But they're not really arguing. When the Mishnah of the Bavli means it's something which you can use on yontif, and the Mishnah in the Yerushalmi means you can't, it's something which you can use on yontif even if it's not directly necessary for yontif. So the bottom line, it's got to be something which is suitable for yontif, even though it's not completely meant for yontif. I've lost time on assuming you can't go out with a studded sandal, because studded sandals you're not allowed to wear on Shabbos Yontif because they're very dangerous, and they used to, once they had a stampede on Shabbos and all the studded sandals killed the people in the stampede. Lo minal sheyotov, and nor are you allowed to wear a set. They were studded with nails. So they had a stampede and people actually were...
Yeah.
No. You're not allowed to send that. You're not allowed to send a shoe which is not sewn, because if it's not sewn, then it's not usable. If you don't have a mina lovan, also not a white shoe, they should start umar. They didn't wear white shoes in the old days. The white shoe needs to blacken it. Zakov, general principle kosher, the Elsibov Yontif, even if it's not Tzorach Yontif, as long as you can use that Yontif, draw a benefit from it, Mishachano, so you can send it. Says the Marakini Masnisa, this is what the Mishnah means, says, when it says it, yeah, that you need a craftsman to blacken the shoe, you don't need a craftsman. Right? It means Neshu Tzorach Bitzah, so you need the dye. Bitzah is a block, you know, like a bar of dye, which you used to use to blacken the shoes. So since you need the boot black, that's why you can't send it on the altar. Now, Masis and Rabbi Lezer, our Mishnah with Rabbi Lezer, the how so? The thing we learned Talmud over there in Sachta Kalim, Mino al Ha'ambus. If the shoe is still on the form, in other words, they used to make shoes on a form, right? The shoemakers still have forms to today. So if the shoe is on a form, Rav Lezer Matan, Rav Lezer says it's not yet a keli. It's not a keli until it's taken off the form. When it's on the form, it's still considered to be like in the progress. Chachoyim Matame, because it's already considered to be a keli, even though it's still on the form, on the last, the official name is. Now, the thing is, well, it's a little bit difficult. Why our Mishnah going to look at Rabbi Lezer? But the Pnei Moshe explained, because our Mishnah says a shoe ain't over till it's over. It says in our Mishnah, a shoe if it's not sewn. But for me, this way, or if it's not blackened. But we assume that means a shoe, as long as it's not fully made yet, to the last possible step, it's still not considered to be a shoe. That's Rabbi Lezer who says that a shoe, even if it's fully made, if it's still on the last, it's not considered yet to be a shoe, and therefore it's not makabel tuma. So our Mishnah dovetails with their pshat. That's what the Gemara wants to say. Says Mar, no, divrei kolni. Not true. Anybody can agree here. Even the only one who say the shoe on the last is already a shoe will say you can't take it off and send it to somebody else on yontif. You know why? It's like you're giving it the final finishing touches on yontif. That's like Masakin Mon, it's like you're fixing it on Yontif, but that's not permissible. Okay, so you now have to send the shoe on Yontif, unless it's already off the last, because as long as it's on the last, even though it's already your shoe, it looks like you're fixing it, finishing it when you take it off the last. Ma'olamit Cholov. Oh, I skipped. Tani, we learned the Amy Parkins from Minim Alamus by Yontif. Now I have to take a shoe off in Amus, meaning off this this last one. Yontif, I'm Parkins from Minim Alamus by Chol Shmoy, but you're allowed to do so in Chol Amoy. But Chol Amoy, they weren't good, they didn't make such Xeris. Even though you're not really allowed to make things which require crafts on Chol Amoy, but this is just my sign, even on Yontif itself, right? It looks like you're finishing something, so certainly a Chol Amoy is permissible. Ma'olami cholabi yotzer. Are you allowed to make cheese on yotzer? So imoy merat kein. If you're gonna says more, no, we don't let you make cheese on yotzer. Not because there's any inherent disfor for making cheese, because it's ochel nefesh, right? However, imoy merat kein. If you say a guy can make cheese on yotzer, afu choliv umami yotzer v'chol. Make preparation. He'll make us cheese on yotzer for the next week. So therefore, we're not allowed, because you know cheese you don't make in small quantities, right? So it's mechin. Tanra Khalafta Ben Shol said Takshitin also Shachon. Now to send jewelry as gifts on or adornments on Yotav is a gift. This is very difficult to make Hamayin, Yorcha Shulchan. Ask why not? Women wear jewelry. So he explains the Gemara up to a point, up to Amud Beis, to explain the story about, like our Mishnah story about shoes which weren't complete and garments which are complete, story about jewelry which is not fully finished yet. Okay? So you now have to send that on Yontif. Also Shalchon. Aramana Lomra al Shalchon. That's only to send them, because it's not considered to be Tzorch Yontif. For a woman, or a man, I guess, wants personally to wear them, they're permitted to do so. Mutter. Tani Metaltinus al Shofar al Ashkus Bosat. You know, one is allowed to take a shofar in order to give a child to drink in it. It's a pinkas. You're allowed to take a notebook. It's a karkash, a rattle. It's a mare and a mirror. The chasvelin came in order to cover kalim. In other words, a klishim lachta lisser, using them for also purposes. But on Shabbos, so on Yontif, you're allowed to carry them. Or Shabbos, you're allowed to carry them, using them for a mutter purpose, such as to cover a vessel with them. So the question is, what's wrong with the mirror? Why is the mirror considered to be a klishim lachta lisser? So I think I once heard that their mirrors used to have actually razors on the side, at least the women's mirrors, because they used to look in the mirror, see hair, and they used to remove it with that razor. So that's why it's a klishim lachta lisser, because it was actually used for cutting. Okay?
Tetzia, we learned, Amar Abim Levun, Vun said, Mastisa Amrasha also Loivshan. Now, this is going back to the jewelry. Our Mishnah tells us it clearly it should be forbidden to wear jewelry, at least it's unfinished jewelry on Yontif. The Tzinan says Koshinosuba Yontif, anything which you derive benefit from on Yontif, Mishalchinosu, you'll have to send it. So therefore, how can you draw a distinction previously, Rabbi Chalafta ben Shol and Rabbi Mona, between the prohibition to send jewelry and the permissibility to wear them? Either both are mutter or both are osir. So it says, the Gemara doesn't answer that question. Okay? Gemara goes on to a new thing. Ma'u hada detani. What is that which it says? Metaltim is a shor v'lashkos to satinok. That which it says, no, actually, this is a continuation. Ma'odah detani betalim esoshov. So Gemara's question now. Gemara's question on the table. How can you be permitted to wear the tachshitim but not to send them? So it says Gemara, I'll tell you. Ma'odah detani. What's that we learned from betalim esoshov? You're allowed to take a shofar. Nashkus Baratinok, in order to give a true child to drink, as a pinkas vesa karkash, as a mare, the notebook, the rattle, and the mirror, lechasvam zakim, will have to carry them in order to cover kalim. Kshiyesh alayim tor kli, that's because they're already a fully formed vessel. And that's the difference between tachshitim, the Bumar means to imply, and let's say a mirror or a rattle. A mirror rattle is a fully formed kalim. That's why you're allowed to move it and use it for a mutter purpose. However, the tachshitim we're discussing, they're not fully formed and completed yet. That's why, although you're allowed to move them and wear them,
you're not allowed to send them anywhere because you're only allowed to send stuff which is fully formed and completed. Okay? Says more further, Akadum Tafshitim Shozov. Now, this really is going on Masechta Shabbos. Masechta Shabbos says you're not allowed to wear gold jewelry out in Rishus HaRabim because they're afraid you're going to take it off and show people and come to Karen Rishus HaRabim. Akadum Tafshitim Shozov, that's gold jewelry. What about with silver jewelry? Are we also choshish woman's going to take off silver jewelry to show other people, or she's not so excited about silver, she's going to take her off and show it to anybody? So I'm sure Rabbi Yirmiyah also, they send him Rabbi Yirmiyah sometimes also, but I'm sure Rabbi Yirmiyah mutter, they said sometimes it's mutter, name the same Rabbi Yirmiyah. I'm Rabbi Chizkiah, so what's going on? Is it mutter or is also? So I'm Rabbi Chizkiah, I know Rosh of the sofa, I know the beginning and end of this, meaning I know the story. Tying the kikin havam misrabion, young children, young female children obviously, were misrabion, were growing up adopted Rabbi Yirmiyah in the area where Rabbi Yirmiyah lived. Asher shol Rabbi Zira, so they came to ask Rabbi Zira what the halacha is. Actually Rabbi Yirmiyah came to ask Rabbi Zira, what did you tell him the halacha is? So Rabbi Zira said, fudge it. Lo teser lo tishrei. Do not forbid it and do not permit it. Because really, we want to forbid wearing jewelry, because you might wear it on Rosh Hashanah Rabbin, right? And come to show people. But then, on the other hand, if by silver jewelry, so it's not so likely that actually people are going to show it, because it's not so chashim. So therefore, Rabbi Zira said, waffle on it. And Rabbi Yirmiyah waffled. So sometimes it sounds like it was saying mutter, sometimes it sounds like it was saying osir. Okay? Hadra Beitza Shanova. Mishnah. Yontif Shachal Yos Be'erev Shabbos. When Yontif comes to Erev Shabbos, Levashim Mitchil, you cannot cook Lichat Chila. Yontif the Shabbos from Yontif Shabbos. Alvashim Yontif, but you can cook for your the Yontif which you're on. Be Mosin, if you leave over, host your Shabbos, you can eat the stuff you leave over on Shabbos. Most of Tavshul Merv Yontif, what can you do in order to cook on Yontif for Shabbos? You make a dish from before Yontif. The summer of the Shabbos, and you rely on that for Shabbos, meaning that's your Erev Tavshilin, right? Once you may, you'll have to continue cooking whatever you want for Shabbos. The Shamri Shtei Tavshilin has to be two cooked dishes. The Summary Tavshul Echod, one cooked dish suffices. Modi Mbadago Beitz, all of which everybody concedes that if you have a fish and it's coated with egg, that works as two dishes. If you ate it or you lost your tavshilin, you should not rely on it in order to cook for Shabbos on Yontif. If you left anything over, you can rely on it in terms of Shabbos as well. Okay, and that means you can cook on Yontif to prepare for Shabbos. It says, as a share tofu, as a share tavashlu bashelu. Now this is just an asmachta, but it says that by the mon, that which you're going to bake, and that you're going to cook. And bless the man, ofin ala ofu, you bake for that on that which is baked, and you cook for that which is cooked. Meaning, you need to have two components in your tavshili, one a bread-like component to permit you to bake, and the other a cook-like component to permit you to permit you to cook. Rabbi Shul says, oifinu mevashim amavushal, no. You only have to have a cooked dish, you don't have to have a baked dish in order to make Erev Tavshilin. Okay? Matav Reb Lezer, what's the logic Reb Lezer? It says there's a sher tofu, in meaning, the way dash is, if you've already baked a food, then you continue to bake. But there's a sher tavash, you've already cooked, by shelu, you're allowed to continue. But you need one min to represent each one of these things. Matav Reb Shua, what's the pastor Reb Yeshua, that he dashes to tell us, so you need one min, both for cooking and baking together. So says Gemara, es asher tofu ve es asher tavashlu bashelu. There's a vav between es asher tofu ofu and es asher tavashlu bashelu. So the way he dashes that vav is again so on a smach side with drasha. But the way he dashes it is that which you're going to bake and that which you're going to cook can rely on a cooked dish as a tavshil. Now this line is very difficult. What exactly it means? I'll tell you, like the Pnei Moshe, and then the Shari Torah, so it's all changes the Gyusa. So the Pnei Moshe Pshat is that if these psukim were going to Erev Tav Shilin, and they were said in Alush, which was one of the later trips after Mora, before Man Torah. So, Asik Man Mora, Mora Nitna Torah. According to Pini, the Torah was very human in Mora, so then it makes sense for Moshe Rabbeinu to come several stops later and say in Alush, you know, Sasher Tofu, Tofu, Asher Bashlu, Bashelu. Because already it says, because then the Torah is already given, and then it says here, Sasher Tofu, Asher Bashlu, and it says, Kidvar, Bidvar Hashem, or Kidvar Hashem. So we already know it's a Dvar Hashem from Mora, and now we're giving modifications on it. Baram, however, Kimad Omar. Baram Kimad Omar of Alush Nino Shabbos. Quite to mean that the Shabbos only human Alush when they got the Mon. So what does it mean, Kidvar Hashem? Omdim Baalush, Masirim Baalush. We're standing Alush, we're giving a warning about Alush. What does it mean, Dvar Hashem, then? But Dvar Hashem sounds like it was the Dvar Hashem previously. Where is the Dvar Hashem previously? It must have been the Shabbos given earlier, must have been the Shabbos was given in Mora. Now, as I told you, the Shari Torah says this whole change to the Girsa. He says that the way to read it is, Asikuman Barba Alush in the Torah. According to the opinion that the Torah was given in Alush, that's good. Param Kamanda Mar Bimara Nina Torah. According to the opinion that in Mora the Torah was given, it's bad. Why is that? Because if the Torah was given in Alush, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him the rules and exceptions right at the beginning when it's given. But the Torah was given in Mora earlier, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have given him the rules back then. Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu waiting for Alush in order to give him the rules? So he learns that, again, the order is reversed, that if there was Torah was given it now, then it makes sense to give the rules and exceptions now. Excuse me, the Torah was given previously, why did Gush Baruch Hu wait till now? That's, again, as I said, that's how he learns the Gemara. Okay, says more, let's look at this. Var Torah, it's an Issa, the Reis Hukuk from Yontan to Shabbos, Ve'ev Tashim Matir, and Ev Tashim be Matir it. How could this be? How can Eretz Yisrael be a din d'rabbanan to be matir the Raisa? So it says, really, according to the strict letter of the law, you open the washing with Yom Tov Shabbos. Why don't you be able to go from Yom Tov Shabbos? Because Yom Tov is less of your Kedusha and Shabbos and more of your Kedusha. However, if we permitted that, Imoimrat Kain, if you said it permitted, afu open and bash should be yontov the chol, the person would come to bake and cook from yontov to weekday, which is absolutely forbidden. So therefore, isach chamei matinas amitos. Therefore, we may make a person have an erev tav shilin. Now isach chamei. Now says the Gemara, I got a problem with this. Come see, matinas amitos yontov the Shabbos. One is allowed to set the bed and set the table for Yom Tov Shabbos. Vein ofidim vashim Yom Tov Shabbos, you're not allowed to cook for Yom Tov Shabbos. Why the discrepancy? Why can you set the table and not cook? So it says the Gemara, Rabbi Elah, no. Rabbi Elah said, v'lom atzin b'Yom Tov Shabbos, why is one allowed to lead to make the beds on Yom Tov Shabbos? Shkem atzin es amitos milay Shabbos l'Shabbos, because you're allowed to make the beds even on Shabbos, on Friday night for Shabbos morning. So what do you want make the bed on Yom Tov Shabbos, so you should be allowed to cook from Yom Tov Shabbos? No, again the same line of reasoning. Ain't ofi nevashim lele Shabbos l'Shabbos. It's just like one is not allowed to cook or bake on Friday night for Shabbos morning, so too one is not allowed to cook or bake from Yom Tov to Shabbos. It's different from making beds. One is allowed to make a bed from Friday night to Shabbos morning, and therefore one is allowed to make a bed from Yom Tov Shabbos, because it's obviously a lesser category in the time of even Malach. It's just saying which one should bring from doing. It says Rabbi Kana Brei Rav Chia Bar Bo Amar Ovach Lo Yarim. That which you're allowed to cook on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, and leave over for Shabbos, it's only if you don't play a ruse, like put in a little piece of meat in a pot and say, well, I want the whole piece of meat for Yom Tov. Ma'asis Rabbi Shimon Lezer, that same goes like Rabbi Shimon Lezer. The Tani, or Vahotani, should be according to Mecha Maim, he says, Vahotani,
What is allowed to make from Yontif to Motzei Yontif, any food, obviously that's the case, right? Now to make from Yontif to Motzei Yontif. Next word, next word, instead of a Ha'atani, it should be Avo. However, Mimalahi Isha, a woman can fill up Kedera's Basar, a pot full of meat. Avo Pisha, Eno Ochel Mimena, Kechaticha Achas, so she's going to eat for one piece of meat. Kum kumusha mai, a person could fill up a hot urn of hot water. Abisha ena shul simena lo close level to, even if it's only going to come from a drink of a cup, one cup. Abo pas ena ofil etzarko, but bread you can only bake as much as you need, because it's not enhanced by being done in a public atmosphere. So in any event, so we see here, there are missions like Rishim ben Elozer. How so? We haven't seen Rishim ben Elozer but we know it's not like Rabbanan, because Rabbanan hold that by bread you're only allowed to bake what you need, which sounds like, no, that's not his raya. One second. Right, the raya that our mission, that this which says Vachlo Yarim cannot be called Tanakama, because Tanakama is the one that said he can cook a whole pot of meat for one piece. Encha Aroma Gdala Mizu, it's the greatest aroma in the world, right, to cook a whole pot of meat for one piece. So it must be Tanakama holds of Haroma, because he allows you to do that. Now it says the Gemara, Tari Rishim Lazomer, Memali Isha Esatano Pasu. Rishim Lazomer argues, says the reason why. He says you always need to have a reason, but the truth is that the reason extends even to a case of baking in an oven where you only need one piece of bread, because because a full oven tastes better. So therefore what we're saying in essence is that Rabbi Shimon Lazar holds you don't have anything which is done if it's completely and totally harama. And therefore he said the reason why you can bake a lot of bread together is because it's not harama, because that makes actually the bread taste better. But anytime it's not like that, it's considered to be harama. It's considered to be, tricking. And he would not permit it. You know, the other rabbanon would allow loopholes, he doesn't. Okay, so again, the reason Rishim was is considered to be like the town of this Mishnah here is because he doesn't allow harama. He says you can bake a lot of bread, but not because harama's mutter, but rather because of having a lot of bread is good for whatever piece of bread you're baking. Okay? Says the Gemara Torah Shrabuna. Kadar Shemel Lazar, that you have to fill up your oven full of bread, even though you only need one piece, because it's good for the bread. Darash Rabbi Yochanan Tveriye, Rabbi Yochanan Darash Tveriye, Kadar Shemel Lazar, Shemel Lazar. Have a Darash Lam Alocha. Now, he was Darash Yin Alocha, he was giving Shir, but he didn't pass an Alocha Lamaisa. He didn't serve in Luvdoi. They thought he meant to do Alocha Lamaisa. They should actually follow his opinion. Yisboi Meimor Sam said, "If Darash, he could actually Darash that people could follow through La'aloch La'maisa what he said, Darash Lone. Asu Mishalom La'isa. Then they came and asked him, 'Is the Taka true? He said it's a mutter.' So Mishalom La'isa Darash Lahon La'alocha, and he told them it's really just La'alocha, not La'maisa. Don't do La'maisa. Lo Yodin." Then he gave yet another drasha. Then they weren't sure anymore whether he heard what he was saying, whether one could go and do it, or whether it's just theoretical halacha. The bottom line is we don't know if anybody actually passed an halacha or maisa, like Rishim and Lazar, that he could fill up the entire stove with bread in order for one piece of bread. Says the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Abba Bar Zatti. O Rabbi Avo Kadar Rishim Lozer, Rabbi Avo Paskin Lochamaisa Rishim Ben Lozer. Rabbi Chir Shari Yelman said, when you make an Erev Tavshil, it's a new sugya. Tzarech Chama, I have to say, oh, why I make the Erev Tavshil for myself, while Mishalo Erev and anybody else who didn't make an Erev, they let me include in my Erev Tavshil. If a person did not participate in Eruv, the people who did participate in Eruv were allowed to help him out in carrying things because they actually participated. Not in carrying things and cooking things. Because they actually participated in Eruv Tav Shilu, right? So other people could do it for them, right? Excuse me? And cook for him, right? Rabbi Zvi Mishalo from his stuff. Rabbi Zvi said Mizakul and Mishalo. No, they have to. The guy who forgot to make the shvua, he has to release the property to them to make it.
What did I say there?
We say more than that. Rabbi Shem Rishon said. A person, when he brings a korb, he has to say another korb. He makes an eruv tavshil. Say it's for me and for the people who didn't leave an eruv. So reish lo yirev v'achim, reish lo yirev ach. Person didn't make an eruv. Achim shirev. Other people who didn't make an eruv, turn my sosu mishlo. They're allowed to do them the stuff for themselves. Rabbi Zvikon b'shem Rabbi Zvikon said mizaklo and mishlo. It has to be more than it has to be that he's giving them his property. Use. Because otherwise they're actually giving benefit from his own and that they're going in there, they're doing all that he needs to do in order to properly have the right to in essence it's really a ruse. I mean the question is it's Aroma. The question is how far we take the Aroma. Do we take the Aroma to the point where he gets to keep it? And they come into his kitchen and they cook it to his kitchen. We do not take it that far. Rather, they have to actually take his matana home, cook it them in their house, and then give him back a gift, whatever they make. Okay? So again, Rabbi Zim Shem, Rabbi Zim Shem, Zachary Mishalo, Lokay, Nimtu, Osimo Mishalo. They actually have to take his property. I don't know if they have to physically take it out of the house, but they have to take possession of his property. In order for them to cook for him on Yontif, now that they themselves made Erev Tavshil. Now, the bottom line is, what happens if Harei Shlo Erev, nobody made an Erev in the entire city, at least not for each other. So in that case, you're stuck up the creek, really we shouldn't allow you to do anything, but we can't let you starve on Yontif. So Tzola on Shabbos the next day, inside of Shabbos, sorry. So Tzola Dogger, you can cook yourself a small fish for the Shabbos. Of Chunamar Machaim, Lachaim, you keep yourself hot water for Shabbos. Shmomar Balikvah Sinei says you can light the candle with it. The rest, tough luck. Okay, so we're talking about a case where a person didn't make an Erev Tavshilin, that's the maximum he's allowed to do when everything else he has to suffer. Time Rebbe Chia, we learned like this. Rebbe Chia taught us, he's allowed to draw up a jug of water and light himself a candle. That's what he's allowed to do. A person took a note that his father, son will not derive any benefit from him if he doesn't learn Torah. The father wanted to learn. Allowed him to give also the minimum, like we said before. He allowed the child, right, the shvur was he's not going to afford any benefit to anybody who's, yeah, I got it. He's not going to allow his son to benefit him in any way, shape, or form. Or the son wants to serve, do chores, and stuff like that. So he's not going to, so guy says, I'm not going to let my son do anything. I want him to sit and learn. So, Ba Maisa, Lifnei Rabbi Yisrael Chavta, Yisrael Chavta heard such a Maisa,
He allowed the son Lamalos Lochavi Shamayim to fill up for his father a bucket of water and light from the candle. That's not considered to give him a sensual hanor, which is forbidden, of course, according to the terms of the vow. Reb Chiya Rabba Olah by the place. Reb Chiya the Great came into his house. Amalei, they said to him, Inchin Ma'arava. We forgot to make an Erev Shilling. So Amalei, so he had a novel solution. He said that, Isacha Talfuchim Minesmo, are there any beans here from yesterday's meal, which you started making yesterday? Amalei, so they said, yes, there is. Adamaram Filim Minechot, says there, so in the Eli that fair of Tchumi, because there was one thing which they cooked away from Thursday. So that gives us that 1 minute sufficient for Erev Tavshilin. Just one type of thing, because all he had was beans. Says more, nope. We have a bowl, don't trust it. There's also spinach woven in. Hadamarava be shame but kazayis. At least we should be able to learn that was not a kazayis.
I know it's not kazayis.
Kormay says it's because he didn't give a shear. So he says, Isav von Shira. Adam Ra Afa Bishem Bokzais. Isav von Shira says more, no, did have a shear Bokzais. The shear Bokzais is present. Adam Ra Yitzar Glasnos, but at least we should see if you don't have to make a condition. Right? If you forgot, make a condition. Ram Chista Tanai Hoyle or Chia Godel. He had a tanai, and that tanai was allowed him to now eat whatever was there. Or make whatever was there at the bare minimum, because he had a tanai that,
what was it a tanai with? I guess a verbal declaration.
This verbal declaration, if anything happened, this would be what he would rely on. Let's say he was away from home, so he made a verbal declaration wherever he was, so whatever he would find when he got home from yesterday, that would be his Erev Tchumen. That would be his Erev Tavchumen. Yeah. So it says the Gemara, Tani Omer B'Shem B'Loz. B'Shem B'Loz says, Modim B'Shem B'Yisil B'Shem B'Yisil 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 Shem Shnei Tavchilin. That there are two, that you need to have two cook dishes to make an Erev Tavshilin. A man echukhu was in machukhus on a dog of abeta, about a fish and on an egg, it's on it, I don't know, I guess a carrot or something. Shebeishami omrim, tavshil echo, Beishami says, since it's all cooked together, it's going to be one dish. The Beisoni shei tavshilin, the Beisil says two tavshilin. So it sounds like we're reneging, and the Mephoshim say this pretty much explicitly in a couple of lines. Sounds like they were negging them, and that we said in the Mishnah. Mishnah said, Beisil says one tavshil is enough. Sounds like here need daf katuv tavshilin, right? Hakom modim shim pir per beitzah, guy milich, but everybody agrees that you put a little bit of egg on top of herring. Or she chite kafu tachas a dog, or you cut up a turnip under your fish. Or she bishul shnei meinim v'kter, you cook two types in a pot. Shem shnei tavshilin, that they're all shnei tavshilin. It's like the Talmud, meaning Rav Shim ben Elos and the Braisa, who says you do need two tavshilin, not like the Mishnah, which seemed to indicate quite a bit, so only one is sufficient. Rava said, I'm Rani, I say, Ein pachos mikazayis. Erev tavshilin has to be no less than a gazayis. So that is a more very interesting answer, parry on that one. Leisad apli Rabbi Yochanan does not argue Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Revi Amar alive al mishal lo irid. I'm allowed to make the erev tchut tavshilin in my city for myself and for people that didn't make an erev. So if I make an erev for people that didn't make an erev, so let's say I use a kazayis myself. Do they have a kazayis? Nobody's got a kazayis. So from here, Rabbi Yochanan, you don't need a kazayis for erev tavshilin. Okay. says Gemara, Matfisa Messiah, Rabbi Elo Yochanan. And it's also right from Yochan from a Mishnah which says, or a Brisa, says, when you first make it, and as much as you lose, Ein lo shir, has no shir, not even kazayis. Yontif shchayos b'erev Shabbos, and Yontif comes to erev Shabbos, Ein marv, you can't make an erev on Yontif, even if you have an erev tavshil, you can't make an erev for that Shabbos. Lo b'chatzer, it's not allowed to call you in the courtyard, lo b'tchumin, nor to make a tchum together. He read Meir. Chomri and Chomim say, Marvim v'chatzeros, one's allowed to make an erev together in the chatzeros, but not in the tchum. Why? Marvim v'chatzeros, k'ed ha'matilu dovashu mutar lo. By tchum, you're allowing him something which is permissible for him, which, but not by chotzer. By chotzer, you're allowing him something that is mutar lo. In other words, it's his kitchen, which he's constantly using, yeah. They marry mitchumim, and we don't make a erev tchumim on the yontif, becomes erev Shabbos, shekein at matir lo davashu osir lo. We want to permit him something which is forbidden to him. Why should we permit you to do so? So says the Gemara, is tani tani u'michlof. There are those who learn the opposite. That chachamim are machir bechatzeros and make a bite chumim, right? Amrei blaz the whole of hein tani u'michlof. Since you have one case in which one guy is machir, another case in which the other guy is machir, one case in which the second guy is mekel, another case in which the second guy is machmir. So therefore, since there are in conflicting versions, tichon adam mechush, we have to be afraid when asking both erev chatzeros and erev tashilin. Right, because we don't know which ones they were mati, which ones they asked, so we have to ask them both. And that's what we possibly. You can't make Erev Chatzeres Erev Tav Shilin on Friday, when that Friday is the Yontif as well. Rabbi Yimashim Rabbi Sira said, Man, Dava Tavos, he wants to do it good. Mari Minesmo, he does his Erev from before Yontif begins, from Thursday. And Rabbi Adun Rabbi Yim says, Hold that to Omer Bishalo, also Erev Tav Shilin. It's only if he doesn't make an Erev Tavshilin, but he makes an Erev Tavshilin, he even makes his Erev Chateris on Yontif. Because he holds the Erev Chateris, allows you, the Erev Tavshilin allows you to make an Erev Chateris. So it says, Umar Rabbi Yisrael Bun, boy, the Erev Tavshilin, Matis and Mechitas, where did you get that idea? How is Erev Tavshilin possibly make it permissible for you to put up walls and put an Erev? There's no such thing. Okay. Chali Yosachar HaShabbos. If Pesach comes out after Shabbos, Bishamri Mabilim is a holy for you. On Shabbos, you put everything in the mikvah from before Shabbos. Now to title anything on Shabbos, on Shabbos Yontif. The summary kelim even on Shabbos. The kelim you have to do from before Shabbos. Vodim Shabbos that the person can title himself on Shabbos. Masisim kelim mekdushim says the Gemara. Our mission is kelim tovim. Our mission is about large vessels. I will change that to small vessels, or if the Bali brings down clothing. So, marry Malay Matil, you can actually tell my yard to buy a ruse. What's the ruse? You say, oh, I'm not toiling this pot, I'm using this pot to draw up water from the well. Now, happens to be drawing up water from the well, the pot also gets torn, but that's a ruse, that's okay. Okay? That's what it says. Time, Rabbi Yeshua, Mali Huadam, Kli Tomei Mina Bor. A person is allowed to fill up a keli which is tummy from a boar, umarim olav, and he makes it a ruse. In other words, he says he's picking up a carpool, but he's picking up a bucket of water, right? So he's picking up a bucket of water, but he's really coming to be mitire his water which is in the kli, right? A tani nofak leitoch bor. There's a similar idea here. Tainova doya tochabor, if his bucket falls into the well, mari maleim matbilon, so he can be marim on it and toivel it, meaning that he can, he can kind of, it's kind of like he can, make sure once it's in the water that it gets fully wet and then it's tumor falls off it. Train Amoraim, the two Amoraim argue. Chadamar became Shidru Bava Tuma. One said our Mishnah story about Cain, which became Tomin Ava Tuma. And that's why you can't do Haron on them and Tavu them. The Haron Amar became Shidru Vuada Tuma. It's only,
I got that backwards. Let me do that again.
That means that what tuma are you allowed to pull a ruse and table it on Yontif? So one said that by Kim which are tummy by Avatuma, and the other said Kim which are tummy by Vladatuma. Vladatuma, you're only allowed to do it if your Kali is tummy with Vladatuma. He said, "Ma'andamar v'avatuma the tzoy by a keli which is already tomei ba'avatuma." So afilu bechol yaton harev shemesh. I want to look this up because I don't remember all the mafreshim say when does a keli ever need harev shemesh. But he said, "Alki toivel something even derech haroma if it has tomei with an avatuma, it requires nightfall. So therefore, the toivel on yod was like achona for a weekday. So that certainly should not be permissible." Again, the difficulty is when do you ever need Arab Shemesh by Kaylee?
Let's see if I can find this.
No.
The Gersa was wrong here, but there's no further explanation.
I guess a certain Kalim, so I don't remember that much Hilchos Tumah Tara, but I guess a certain Kalim, which they become Tumah, they call Harav Shemesh. So it says, what about those Kalim, right? And therefore now it's a toy for them. You know what? Those Kalim, your Taka, they won't become fully torn until nightfall. But we're talking about a guy who doesn't need to be fully torn because he's not a fully Torah guy himself. He just tries to keep his chulin Torah practice for the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, for that purpose, it's efficient just to put the stuff in the mikvah, even if you don't wait for Harav Shemesh. If it's just for chulin, which is you're pretending are Kodesh, right? So tfilos, so he holds that even then you're allowed to do Harama on Yontif. Anyways, Mukhi to go to Mikra can toivel normal on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. I'm going to call him, no, not on Yom Kippur. It's worthwhile over the loss of our God's house. Shovel of acquiring Tfilachas at the Kwame Mulu. Go to the Mikra on Shabbos. Why is that? Because he can be toivel, or Shaken, or the toivel of Kurub and Shabbos. Go to the Mikra, he's about carry on Shabbos, become Torah from his carry. Now, if you have water which became tumah, you can dunk it into the mikveh in a stoneware jug. Now, this stoneware is so the water shouldn't be metame. The jug is not tumah because stoneware is not makabel tuma. So you can put water into a mikveh to make the water tahor. The way that works is called a shaka. Shaka means the water which is tummy in the vessel touches the water which is tahor outside the vessel. That touching.
So it gets submerged.
It gets submerged. But they don't mix.
Oh, it's sealed and hot?
No. It's just the water. If you ever...
What is the water?
I just noticed the other day, I had some called grape juice in a cup and I put it in a dishpan and it got mixed in. It dissipated very slowly. If you left it there, it would dissipate, but otherwise just, you know, the water you draw up in your bucket is the water which goes down in the bucket. So it's connected, but it doesn't dissipate. So you're allowed to do ashraka, b'kli yamatara v'lo matbilin, but you're now to toivel kelim on Yor Shabbos, or of course on Yom Tov either. Matbilin migav v'gav, everyone is allowed to do an unnecessary tumah, the tvila, one which goes from back to back, from chabura to chabura, and yata, the more is going to explain what that means. My season look, Rebbe, our mission is not like Rebbe. The time we learn, ain't my feeling, kale, gabe, mema, beyontif, one is not allowed to title a kale because one wants to use the water and sign yontif. They must shake us a mind, be clear, and the time was not allowed to do this ashoka process with a clear heaven in order to make him tired, Rebbe. Chomim says, "Matbilin kli agabi meima biyantiv." One is allowed to toivel a keli as a ruse because he needs to get the waters tar and yantiv. Mashikin es amayim bikli even is one is allowed also to do ashoka l'tara b'Shabbos and to be matired on Shabbos. Even now, this explains an interesting thing in our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, it says that you're only allowed to be meshik the mayim in a kli even. In the previous Mishnah, we said you're allowed to be meshik the mayim even in a keli which is tame in order to get that keli tor, so which is correct. You can only use a kli yevin which cannot be magabel tumor, or even something which is a kli which is tame and use this as a ruse in order to get a tor. So it says more quite clearly that which our Mishnah says meshik the mayim be keli be evin letara, it's be Shabbos. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to do a ruse. So on Yom Tov, you have to ruse, not on Shabbos. Lo amar b'shel evan. So Rebbe says quite clearly, it has to be a stoneware kli, avo b'shel eitz lo, but not on a wooden one. And that's also again on Shabbos. He holds you're not allowed to do a roam. Ketsa migav l'gav, top of Yudav Harav. What's migav l'gav? It's mutter. Rotsa l'asosi soso gabi gito. Let's say you wanted to make your dough tar, and then you say, no, I'm not going to make my dough now. I'm going to make press my wine, or make my wine, or do something with my wine. And this, you had a vessel which you're using in the context of your harvesting, or your, and now you want to use it for your doing the grapes, pressing the grapes. So one is allowed to change the vessel, what you toiveled already for use with grain, but you toiveled with use with grapes. So one is that tefillah, you make a symbolic tefillah when you change the use of the bucket from one to the other. That tefillah can be done in the other, because not as tefillah which is really necessary for tumah, it's just a symbolic tefillah, so therefore you can even do it in the other as well. Okay? Now, says the Gemara, Ketzad mechabur lechabura. What does it mean from group to group? So I ochem chabura. So if you're eating with one group, and imach leachem chabura acheres, and you start eating with another group, so again toivo, but that feel is just a chumra. So therefore, you'll have to do it even on the altar. Now, b'shamrei mevim shloim vein somchelim. B'shamrei says it brings shlom into the Beit HaMikdash on Yontif, but you can't do smicha, because smicha is an issue to Rabbanan, because it used to be soimach on the animal with all their might. Means you used to lean on the animal, and the animals are muktzah, so therefore you're not allowed to lean on them. So leaning on them was a no-no, right? So therefore don't bring shlom, you bring shlom, but don't do smicha. Avlolos, you don't bring olos all together. Even olos riyah, lolos, you mukhid, bring yont, you don't bring them. Why? Because only melach, which is the mutter, is melach of ochel nefesh. And olos, nobody gets to eat, goes directly mizbech. But some reyavim shlomim ve'olos, you're eating both shlom and olos because he holds the fact that mizbech eats them is like God eats them, and that's okay. Some claim you can do smicha as well. B'sham imutor smicha shlo kedaka. Now b'sham I hold that you can do smicha not in the proper fashion, but some lo chos smicha shlo kedaka, you have to do smicha in the proper fashion. That's the core root of their machlokas. Ezu is shlo kedaka. What is shlo kedaka? Not how you use your hands, rather may esmo. Do smicha the previous day. That's the machlok. So you do smicha the previous day or not? Amrei b'zir Rabbi Yosir said, "Kol ha'moide, everybody concedes b'asham mitzora by an asham brought by mitzora where smicha is not mandatory. Shesamach olam miyesmo. If you did smicha yesterday, the word lo is a typo. Everybody takes it out. The mechamayim, the Rosh Hashanah, the vor. So then." So he's thrown a smicha. He did smicha yesterday. It's fine. When you don't need it, you don't have to do it at the right time. On the other hand, shlomim, which are bringing the base of mitzvah, did smicha yesterday. It should be lo yotza. You're not yotze because you're there. The smicha and shchita have to be immediately next to each other. Mapli, what's the machlokas? So not everybody agrees. What's the machlokas? Beshami chagiga, shlomim which come because of the yontif. Beshami avdin lom. Beshami says they are alike. There's also a type of asher mitzora, like an asher mitzora. So don't do smicha today. Beshil avdin le, they make it like shami nedava, where you're not mechuyev. So therefore you can do smicha today as well. Rabbi Yisrael, he said, hein da atamar, that what you said, mitzora shesamach la miyesmo, mitzora who they already designated yesterday become tor, yotza is yotze, meaning that he's yotze even if he doesn't do smicha. That's why about bizmano. That's why about where the first korban he brings is his osher. And we say, well, since he can't do smicha, doesn't have to. However, Ibur's mano, if it's already after the time, meaning Mitzoras being three karbanas, so Chatas and Ol and Oshon, he brings one of the other karbanas, so then he's already mutter to touch Kachim and eat them after his first karban is brought. So therefore, Ibur's mano, if already one of the other two karbanas is brought, Nasuk Shalmei Nedova, then his karban is like Shalmei Nedova, and he actually has to do smicha. Omer Beisil Beishamai. My b'shoshani yisul hediyot. If at a time when I make it osir for a commoner to cook, meaning on Shabbos, hare ani matir gavai allow you to do korbanos the tamid and musaf b'shoshu mutzal hediyot. When a commoner is allowed to cook, right? So then, which is on yontif, right? And adin shi matir gavai nakav chomishalal regular korbanos be made. So says more. Amalim Beishamish said no. But in the Dharma Dovas Yochichu, prove it from Avshul Karbonos. Shem Utarin Ledra, which are mutter for a commoner to bring, Vasurin Lanel Kava, but they're also it's also for right. So he says, Beishami, getting back to Zom, we see a case where where you can't bring them on Pesach because people are not going to be able to eat them. So we see that Olos can't be sacrificed on Yotah because they're not Ochel Nefesh. So Melam Beisil said no. Learn about the Dorim and Davos also Trapshul. The reason why they pushed off is not because they're not Ochel Nefesh, because when a Kosh Baruch eats, it's like Ochel Nefesh as well. Rather, since they don't have a set time, so make them have to Yotav. Why rush them? Right? It's unnecessary. Torah Chagiga is supposed to Chagiga, which is Manakavu, which is a fixed time of Yotav. That's Torah Yotav. Melam Beishamai Beishamai said no. Chagiga ain't Manakavu either. Chagiga doesn't have a set time. She lo chag barishim. He didn't do chagiga the first day yontif. Chagiga b'shei the second day yontif. Lo chag b'shei didn't do second day yontif. Chagiga b'shlishi do the third day yontif. Beisil said nevertheless chagiga is manakavu. Chagiga is a set time. She lo chag barogel. If you never did chagiga during the entire yontif, and yochel lochuk achar aregel, you cannot do chagiga after the yontif. So therefore, it must be that it's part and parcel of the avodah of Yontif, and therefore it sacrifices Dorcha Yontif, and that's why since it sacrifices Dorcha Yontif, and we can extrapolate from there and say that Olos, also, anything which is suitable for the Yontif, as long as part of it's going to Shulchan Gavoy, you can sacrifice on Cholomoid as well. Okay? Says on Yontif as well. On Yontif as well. Says the Gemara, Amalei Beis Shammai, look for Neymar, Ach Asher Yisrochom Never Shulvado Yisrochem. Says the only thing which can be done for souls, and God is not a soul. Amalei Beis Shammai, Beis Shammai, Raya, L'chem eino nase. For you, it's got to be something you can eat. Avo nasu l'gavoa. But you can make things for Kodesh Baruch Hu, even if you know he's not your nefesh. Abishol amro tam acher. Abishol gave based on another pasuk. My mishosha kiras chastuma. If on Shabbos when your stove is closed, kiras rav chapsucha, your father's your rebbe's mizbech, your stove is open and it's your sacrifice of karbanos. B'shasha kiras chapsucha, when your stove is open, you have to when you have to kick. In odin shetehei. Certainly the table of your stove of your Rebbe should be open as well. You should be cooking stuff for Kodesh Baruch Hu, meaning olos. The racher, another interpretation, it's not proper that your table should be full of food and God's table should be empty of food, and that's why Basil says you're allowed to bring olos on Yontif. Okay, we'll stop here for today.